Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ask a great and significant question, which is becoming more and more pertinent. The question is, how do you win the presidency? Not just how do you win the Iowa caucuses, how do you win the New Hampshire primary, how do you win the nomination of one party or another? How do you win the presidency? There is a provocative column by Scott Walker, the two-term governor of Wisconsin, who I thought was an outstanding governor, and he was an outstanding candidate for president. And at one point, he was viewed as one of the Republican front runners. This is back in 2016. He didn't make it. What happened? He forgot a profound lesson, he says. And it's a lesson that says you can't run on your record. You have to run on your vision for the future and what you see as the future for America, a bold and exciting vision. President Trump right now is running for president promising retribution. Retribution means revenge, basically. And again, is that a bold vision when basically he's talking about going after the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department and the DOJ? Well, that's retribution. If that is a bold, exciting vision to you, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Scott Walker's column today is under the heading, "A Strong Record Isn't Enough." And he says, standing at the podium during the first presidential debate nearly 8 years ago, I suddenly realized I should never have listened to the consultants who told me to play it safe and run on my record. I was near the head of the pack, but my resume was far from enough to get me on the national ticket. The lesson from my failed campaign is simple. Bad ideas, bold ideas, pardon me, trump, you'll pardon the expression, strong records. And he talks about how he looked at his record after two terms as governor, after beating a recall, after winning re-election. And he says, naturally, that's what I focused on when I got on the debate stage. I gave solid but safe answers that connected to my record. It wasn't enough. Primary voters admired what I did in Wisconsin, but wanted my plans for the U.S. to be as tenacious as they were during my time in office. In retrospect, I should have embraced risk and laid out an aggressive agenda. I wish I'd pushed ideas like a national flat tax. And by the way, I agree with them. I still think that's a good idea. But greatly tax simplification, saving every American family hours and hours and hours of effort and cost and difficulty by making the tax system simple and transparent. I wish I'd pushed ideas like a national flat tax, he writes, sending the responsibility for education back to the states and the schools, work requirements for public assistance, and term limits for public service. Without a distinguishing pitch, I blended in with many of the other candidates. The only one who really stood out was Donald Trump. Agree with him or not, everybody knew what Mr. Trump wanted to do, build the wall, lock her up, and drain the swamp were clear battle cries at his rallies and in his remarks during debates. He captured the attention of caucus and primary voters, and ultimately that of general election voters. As more candidates enter the 2024 contest, writes Scott Walker, they'd do well to remember the lessons I learned the hard way. A record of strong conservative policies may get you into the debate stage, onto the debate stage, but you must build on those successes with equally tenacious proposals to go further. My advice to the contenders for the GOP nomination, take a risk. Lay out a bold vision for the country. Sell it directly to the voters. Anything short of that, and you may well find yourself in the dust. I would suppose that the one who is best situated to offer that kind of bold vision is someone who's had a fairly bold term as governor of Florida. But we'll see if we get anything like that from Ron DeSantis. There's something else about Mike Pence who entered this race yesterday. And this is by Mark Thiessen, the fine conservative columnist for the Washington Post. He writes, if I could snap my fingers and magically make someone president, Mike Pence is the person I would put behind the Resolute desk. He is one of the most decent and honorable men in U.S. politics. I never doubted that he would do the right thing on January 6, 2021. And I have no doubts that he would always do the right thing as commander-in-chief. The question is, can he survive his association with Donald Trump? By that, writes Mark Thiessen, I don't mean his 4 years of loyal service in the Trump-Pence administration, where he shares credit for all its many conservative achievements. Rather, I mean, can Pence survive Trump's disloyalty to him? In Trump's dumpster fire of a CNN town hall last month, remember the one with Caitlin Collins, the former president continued his attacks on Pence, claiming that as vice president, Pence could have overturned the rigged 2020 election. He should have put the votes back to the state legislatures, Trump declared. It was a horrible thing for our country. We would have had a different outcome. As long as there are people who believe that, well, you have stories like this. Businessman and actor are charged in January 6th, the riot. A Hollywood actor and the owner of a Long Island funeral parlor were charged yesterday with participating in the riot at the Capitol in the latest arrests in the Justice Department's sprawling investigation of the mob attack. The funeral home owner, who's Peter J. Maloney, 58, was accused of spraying an insecticide at police officers guarding the Capitol and attacking members of the news media outside the building on January 6, 2021. Jay Johnston, known for his roles in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development, was identified in police body camera footage pushing against officers and aiding other rioters at an entrance to the Capitol, according to the FBI. He was also said to have assisted other rioters by pouring water over their eyes. Mr. Johnson, 54, is charged on four counts, including civil disorder and entering a restricted building. An FBI affidavit says that images from closed-circuit television show Mr. Johnson using a shield stolen from the Capitol Police to join a group assault of officers, on officers, defending a tunnel entrance to the building. An associate of Mr. Johnson's provided the FBI with a text message in which Mr. Johnson acknowledged being at the Capitol and stating, quote, the news presented it as an attack. It actually wasn't. I thought it kind of turned into that. It was a mess. Got maced and tear gassed. Okay, for people like this, years after the fact, they're now facing justice. There are 1,040 people facing justice. What is it about Mike Pence that allows him to be in a unique position to challenge President Trump? That's the question asked by Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He'll be joining us coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, Henry Olson has been a guest several times on our show. He is a Washington Post columnist. He is, most importantly, a senior fellow at the Outstanding Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He also happens to be the Thomas W. Smith Distinguished Scholar in Residence at Arizona State University for the winter-spring 2023 semester. And Henry Olson is the author, most recently, of a column entitled Mike Pence is Uniquely Situated to Torpedo Trump's Campaign. Before we talk about how well-situated Mike Pence is to do that, why would he want to?
Well, he would want to because he has to go through Trump in order to get the nomination. That if he's going to become the nominee, he's going to be the person who best represents the very conservative Republican voter. That's who Mike Pence has been. And the person who owns that group right now is Donald Trump. Moderate and liberal Republicans aren't going to go backing Mike Pence. The very hardcore conservative evangelicals are. Right now they're in Trump's corner. Pence has to woo them away, and the only way to do that is to contrast himself with Trump.
And in terms of how well-situated he is to contrast himself with Trump, it's interesting that in his speech, not the video that announced his campaign, but the speech that he gave in Ankeny, Iowa, at the junior college there, compared himself to Trump on a number of issues, including Ukraine and including the abortion issue. What does Mike Pence have to say about Trump, who boasts that he is the most pro-life president we've ever had?
Well, the thing is that Trump is kind of running away from that now. What he's talking about in the post-Roe world, or the post-Dobbs world, is that what now pro-lifers can negotiate. Pro-lifers don't want to negotiate. Pro-lifers want to ban abortion. They want to save babies. And what that means is that Trump, who was always a late convert to the pro-life cause, doesn't really understand the people he's seeking to represent. So I think what Pence is going to do is say, thank you for appointing those judges, but if you want to follow up the victory we fought for decades with further victory in saving lives, I'm the person you can trust because I want to ban abortion. I just don't want to have an unknown negotiation and trust me scenario, which is what Trump wants.
And Pence is advocating, isn't it, a 15-week abortion law nationally, that abortion would only be permitted during the first 15 weeks of the pregnancy, which is, by the way, the Mississippi law that was endorsed by the court in the Dobbs case is precisely that, isn't it?
It is, but what the law would allow is for states to set bans lower than that. It wouldn't be a uniform 15-week ban that would preempt all states' laws. What it would effectively do is curtail Democratic states from allowing abortion in the second and third trimester as well, permitting conservative states to reduce and ban abortions at periods below that. So it is a national ban, but it is a national ban with exceptions for the pro-life side, but not for the pro-choice side.
Okay, there are various people who are trying to trace out scenarios by which Mike Pence could actually win the nomination, or at least be a finalist coming close to winning the nomination. And part of those scenarios all seem to involve the idea of Ron DeSantis dropping out. With all of his money and all of his fame and his standing in the poll right now, that the campaign just wouldn't catch fire, and that approaching the Iowa caucuses, he would basically quit, go back to being governor of Florida and run again next time, whatever. If that happened and Mike Pence did become the Republican nominee, do you think Mike Pence could run a stronger race for the Republicans than Donald Trump?
He'd run a very different race than the Republicans for Donald Trump.
The thing is that Trump has appealed to non-pre-Trump Republicans constituency. He does well among people who voted for Obama in 2012, don't think of themselves as conservatives, but are definitely not woke or progressive. Pence is an unrelenting, unyielding, arch-right conservative, and that's got a lot of support in this country, but it's not clear to me that bringing back the old politics could mesh well with the new voting patterns. You can imagine that Pence would lose some economic moderates, but social moderate, you know, moderately conservative, anti-woke, but not necessarily religious right types that Trump could attract. That Pence, I think, would have difficulty, but he would definitely not be burdened with January 6th, which is a huge weight around the neck of Donald Trump.
And in terms of where this campaign is going and the future of the Republican Party, part of what Pence talked about and part of what his ad focused on is the idea of character. And because of Pence's sterling character, which kind of everybody agrees with, Mark Thiessen, your colleague at the Washington Post, just said if he could snap his fingers and put anyone behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, he would choose Mike Pence. Henry Olson, who would you choose?
I really don't know right now. There's a lot to like in a number of candidates. I would not choose Donald Trump. I think Trump ruled himself out with his attempts to invalidate the election, which we saw play out and continue to hear play out. But I think there's a lot of strength. I like Haley. I like DeSantis. There's things I like about Pence. So I don't have a clear favorite. I have a clear anti-favorite.
Uh-huh. And what do you think of Tim Scott?
I like what I've seen of Scott, but the fact is I don't know how he would perform in executive office. I'd kind of like to hear more about him and hear more about his specific vision on policy issues before I would feel comfortable moving him up to the presidency. But he's somebody I could see liking. I just don't know as much about him and his issue positions as I know about the other three.
Well, when you talk about that executive experience, that's one of the differences between the candidates this year. So many of them do have executive experience, like Nikki Haley, like Mike Pence, who has been a governor. Again, it is an interesting field. Henry Olson's column is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Under the heading, Pence is uniquely situated to torpedo Trump's campaign. So, what about Joe Manchin torpedoing both campaigns? We'll talk about it coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Northeast may finally start seeing a break in the Canadian wildfire smoke that's blanketing the region. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke may start lifting before the end of the day. Today's Major League Baseball game in Washington, D.C. between the Nationals and the Diamondbacks has been postponed. Also, a Pride Month celebration at the White House is being moved to Saturday due to the wildfire smoke. The event had been scheduled for tonight on the South Lawn. The Supreme Court is striking down Republican-drawn congressional districts in Alabama that critics say discriminated against black voters.
Two conservative justices, including the Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Justice Kavanaugh, sided with the majority, saying that Alabama was in violation of Section 2.
That's Julia Ainsley reporting. Despite a conservative majority, the nation's highest court voted 5-4 against the redistricting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
And on the Michael Medved show, Larry Kudlow, who was, of course, one of the chief economic advisors in the last years of the Trump administration, well known for his work as a television journalist on CNBC and elsewhere. Larry Kudlow had conversations with Senator Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is facing a very tough fight for re-election because he represents a state that President Trump carried by 40 points, literally 40 points. West Virginia, together with Wyoming, was one of those states where President Trump did best. And Joe Manchin is, as you may have noticed, a Democrat. And he's part of that Democratic majority that makes up the U.S. Senate. So Larry Kudlow asked Joe Manchin a question that has been coming up because Joe Manchin has never definitively answered it. Whether he is even considering the idea of running for president as a Democrat rather than going back into a very tough race against the incumbent governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, running for president of the United States as a Democrat rather than running for re-election for the U.S. Senate. Listen, this is clip 7.
Here's the thing, Larry. I said, only in America does the next election start the day after the last election. I got a lot of work to do. We got MVP done. I got to get this hydrogen hub done. I've got quarter H we're trying to get completed in West Virginia. I've been working on that for 40 years. These things are really important for my state. So I'm doing that. And also, I'm very much concerned the direction of our country. I will make a decision later on where I can help the country the best I possibly can in my state. I'm looking for that moderate middle. I tell people, I don't know where I belong. I don't know whether they say D or I, whatever. I can tell you this. I belong to one team, the American team. I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, Larry. And I think most Americans feel the same way.
This is Joe Manchin talked about very prominently running as the no labels candidate, and who would be a running mate for Joe Manchin if he ran. People are talking about Liz Cheney, among others, but it certainly would be an interesting alternative. And with what him saying that he's on America's team, he's not on the Republican team or the Democratic team, I think that resonates, and I think it's an indication that this is something he is seriously considering. Newt Gingrich, who, of course, failed in his own candidacy for president, but was a great success as a leader for the Republicans, led the Republicans out of the wilderness. The Democrats controlled the House of Representatives for 40 years when Newt Gingrich, with his contract with America, took back the House of Representatives and winning 55 seats in 1994. And he actually thinks that there are reasons recently why they're popping champagne corks at Mar-a-Lago. This is clip 13. Listen.
Look, I have a two-lake theory of what's going on. There's a very large lake that has all the Trump voters. There's a much smaller lake that has the non-Trump voters. All of these candidates, including DeSantis, who's failed to sort of make the cut, all these candidates are in the non-Trump lake fighting for about 40% of the party. Trump, I suspect, is popping champagne corks at Mar-a-Lago every time there's a new candidate. I mean, what he wants is 15 or 20 candidates out there making a whole range of noise and one person that the country identifies with. And if he gets that, he could be the nominee by March.
Okay, by March of that, it's very possible we will have an effective nominee by March. But the one thing that Newt Gingrich is not talking about there, and wasn't asked about it, was the idea of these further indictments, and indictments on more relevant things, I think, to most people. Given the fact that today is a day when basically all the press sources are saying that there's a great likelihood of indictments in Miami and maybe in Washington, D.C. And yes, it's true that when it came to hush money for porn stars, when it came to the question of the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman, the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, stuff like that, people who love Donald Trump can say, oh, that's just them going after him again. But if he becomes the first president in all our history to be indicted on federal charges, by the Department of Justice, does everybody assume that his approval ratings, his popularity in the Republican primary race will just go up again? I'm not so sure. And especially with Mike Pence, who obviously knows him very well and rightly does share some credit for any of the good things about the Trump administration, especially with Mike Pence making a serious and effective debut in his campaign. There's something else that seems to me serious and effective, and I'm actually very glad to see it. The Portland, Oregon City Council voted yesterday to ban camping on public property during the day and to limit it in the evening. amid a controversy over how to best manage the city's burgeoning homeless population. The city currently bans all camping on public property. The new ordinance, which allows camping in some locations overnight, will bring Portland more in line with the state law requiring cities and counties to create objectively reasonable rules governing what homeless individuals can do on public property. That state law, passed in 2021, goes into effect July 1st. The ordinance prohibits camping on city property between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., including on sidewalks and in city parks, and limits where people can camp at night. Blocking access to a private property or business is prohibited. Gas heaters are banned in or around a campsite. Homeless individuals will have to pick up their shelters and belongings every morning. Failure to do so will result in a warning. If a person violates the ordinance three times, they could face a fine of up to $100, be imprisoned for no more than 30 days, or both. Between 2020 and 2022, the homeless population increased in Oregon by 22.5%. According to federal data, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who introduced the ordinance, has said the restrictions are necessary to stem a crisis in the city. Rates of homelessness have been rising for over a decade across the United States of America and have particularly affected large, often liberal cities where officials face calls for a solution. Well, I think there are currently hundreds of unsanctioned, sometimes dangerous, and often squalid homeless camps across the 146 square miles of Portland, Mayor Wheeler said in a video address promoting the ordinance. These homeless camps represent nothing short of a humanitarian catastrophe. It's also a public health catastrophe. It's also a public safety catastrophe. Last fall, the city approved a plan to designate large-scale camping sites for homeless individuals in an effort to reduce the number of scattered homeless encampments. Well, it's something of a step in the right direction, no? At least something. We will be right back with more. The loss of a valuable voice in America's cultural warfare and political warfare, coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Lullaby from the solo piano album Summer by the late George Winston. George Winston just died, and he was 73 years old. He was a pianist whose very successful recordings made him one of the first stars of what was called New Age music. And he had a long struggle with cancer before his death. He's sold more than 15 million albums worldwide. He became synonymous, says NPR, with a distinctive, highly imitated flavor of solo piano, warm, melodic, and pastoral. His reputation was largely built on a series of blockbuster instrumental and albums for the pioneering New Age label Windham Hill Records. I actually have some Windham Hill records with George Winston on vinyl. And the one thing about his music is it as deep and inspiring as some of the great works of the past? No, but it is enormously nourishing in terms of making you feel good. Conveying values of peace and intimacy and warmth. And he will be missed. And he has enriched the lives of many people with his music. Somebody else who passed away, who I happen to know and I knew fairly well, was Pat Robertson, who, of course, was controversial. But when you look at what he achieved in his life, he shouldn't be. There's a statement by Ralph Reed, who was a close associate of Pat Robertson's, who's also a friend of mine. Ralph Reed was the head of the Christian Coalition, which Pat Robertson organized. And Ralph Reed says, Pat Robertson was one of the past century's most influential figures in American religion, culture, and politics. As a giant of the faith, founder of a global broadcasting ministry, pioneer of the cable television industry, humanitarian, educator, founder of Regent University, which, by the way, is a gorgeous campus if anybody wants to visit there, and is a very positive, admirable university institution. He was a presidential candidate in 1988, and he was founder of the Christian Coalition. He was a true man of God, says Ralph Reed, who led millions to Christ. His heart for the Lord gave purpose to his life and animated everything his hand touched. Pat's remarkable life is a reminder that a single person wholly surrendered to Jesus Christ can make a huge difference. Pat leaves a legacy to his family, his ministry, Regent University, and the millions he touched that will continue for decades. I was blessed and honored to count him as a friend. And let me say this. Right now, you can find all kinds of collections of silly things that Pat has said. He was on TV every day for 40 years. And in the course of that time, there's some things that he said that when they're played particularly out of context, they're embarrassing. But this was a guy who loved his country, who loved people, who never had a whisper of scandal associated with him, which, considering how controversial he was remarkable. He served our country as a Marine officer during the Korean War, not in combat, and people made a deal of that. He was also the founder of the American Center for Law and Justice, which is the conservative and Christian answer to the ACLU. And there's something else that many people don't know about Pat Robertson but should. Pat Robertson was a great friend of the State of Israel and a supporter of the State of Israel and a great friend of the Jewish people. And he was one of those people who, there are many, many people in the Jewish community to this day who still have this notion that if someone is really, really devout and committed as an evangelical Christian, it means that they're going to pick up some anti-Semitic attitudes. There was nothing like that. For Pat and his son, Gordon, who is going to be continuing his work, particularly at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that is not at all the case. Pat was 93, and what a remarkable life he led. I had to smile reading it over and appreciate the words of Ralph Reed on Pat Robertson. Okay, coming up on the Michael Medved Show, we are going to take a listen to a, because tomorrow the big movie coming out, one of them, is Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Believe it or not, it's the seventh Transformers movie. Did we really need it? Well, you might be surprised at the verdict. We'll be doing that. We'll also be taking a look at a new movie from Jim Caviezel, who played the lead role in The Passion of the Christ. This is also a film with a conscience, but it's about something very different. It's about fighting human trafficking and pedophilia and overcoming that profound evil in a true story about somebody who has been what you'd call a new abolitionist, someone leading people out of that kind of slavery. We will get to that, but now, when you talk about enough Transformers movies, have we had enough Spider-Man movies? Well, the best of them came out in July of 2017. Really. That one was called Spider-Man Homecoming. Listen.
I
Spider-Man faces his greatest challenge ever, surviving the horrors of high school. And Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., gives him advice on how to handle it in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Listen, Peter, forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing.
I'm sick of him treating me like a kid.
But you are a kid.
Yeah, he is. And even though the new Spider-Man, Tom Holland, is 21, he's believable and winning as a 15-year-old. Coping with an academic decathlon, getting the right date for the homecoming dance, and defeating a scary but refreshingly sympathetic villain played by Michael Keaton.
Don't mess with me, because I will kill you and everybody you love.
The guy is still out there. I've just got to do this on my own.
Just don't do anything stupid.
And this movie, starting the third series of Spider-Man features, after previous versions starring Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, doesn't do anything stupid at all. In fact, it's the best of the bunch. Marissa Tomei is a refreshing choice for Aunt May. There are many funny references and brief appearances by Captain America, and a thrilling rescue involving teenage tourists at the Washington Monument. But the best part of Spider-Man Homecoming is the characterizations, which are warm, surprisingly rich, and for a superhero movie based on a comic book, shockingly human. It's rated PG-13 for just the levels of thrills and violence and danger that you'd expect. But what's not expected is the expert scripting and perfect pacing. 4 stars for Spider-Man Homecoming, 2 hours and 13 minutes long, but every minute pays off. And tomorrow, on Friday, we're going to take a look at a new Gallup poll that shows that social conservatism is reached new highs. It's about the highest in over a decade. Why? And what does that mean? What does that mean for what about other kinds of conservatism? And liberalism? Liberalism has gone down. I think we can talk about why. We'll also talk about a 7,000 readers who participated in a survey, basically, from the New York Times about why they gave up their religious faith. Why are people losing their religion? We'll talk about that with Jessica Groves of the New York Times. We also will take a look at an item for very urgent debate. When it comes to running for public office, we have age minimums. Why not age maximums? Debating when Biden and Feinstein should retire. Plus, UFOs, lasers, and Antifa arsonists. Wildfires and new conspiracy theories worth looking at. And then Trump's juvenile aides want him to focus on one aspect of Ron DeSantis in particular. What is it? You'll find out tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.